practice-wise, Lorenzo Booker didn't practice. The rest, everyone else on a football team was able to. We have a couple guys listed as limited, but they were able to do quite a bit. And I'm talking about Chris Conte and Adam Potlish. Brian Urlacher, good practice like the rest of our football team. We've been waiting to get to Wednesday, you know, game where you have the – I know we practiced Monday, but now we're into our true game week routine. You know, that first game, you just can't wait to get to it. I love playing the first game at home, you know, get the crowd into it. You know, just talking about the coach a little bit, you know, it's everyone is talking about their quarterback for good reason. He's played well in the preseason. You can see why he was the first pick in the draft. But they still have some of their old veterans that have played and really have helped them win a lot of football games. I'm talking about Reggie Wayne. You know, Freeney, Mathis are still really rushing the passer well, but they are in the secondary. So it'll be a big challenge for us. You know, he's, you know, when you practice on a Wednesday, there's a chance that you can go. So we're going to, you know, we'll monitor him still and see how he performs tomorrow. But he's been making steady, you know, steady progress, to say the least. I mean, it's important for those reasons, but just for us in general, we went out and drafted the first round draft pick to improve our pass rush. That's what we think of it. In order for us to have success on defense, we need to be. It starts up front with our guys, and we think we'll be able to the rest of pass it well. I'm anxious to see Henry Melton take it, another notch, you know, above what he did last year. I'm anxious to see Shea McClellan. Israel Adonijé had an opportunity to get, a few more sacks last year. He's had an outstanding camp. And, of course, Julius Peppers, getting Amobi Okoye back here, Stephen Pye. So we're expecting to get pressure with our front, and which should open up a lot more things for the rest of our team. We get pressure up front. You know, hopefully we can get some takeaways to keep getting that ball for offense. Oh, sure. Guys, of course, are always going to say that they're ready to go. But, you know, we'll always watch them and make that final decision. You want a player to always want to go, but we'll help him out if it comes to that. But I don't think it will. I'm anxious to see our football team. Yet offense is a part of that. But I'm anxious to see our special teams, you know, and see where we are, see if we can. We won a lot of games with our special teams around here. I'm anxious to see if we can, you know, get some points on the board with it. Our defense, see if we can take the ball away the way we've grown accustomed to. And, yes, I'm excited about seeing some of our new players. You know, a Brandon Marshall and guys that haven't played a regular season game in a Chicago Bear uniform. Michael Bush. Eric Weems is excited about playing. So that part I am. And, again, we're just going to ask our offense to do what we're asking our defense and special teams to do, and that's just be productive. I think they take it as a compliment. Julius Peppers, there's a reason why he's going to get double-teamed every game he plays quite a bit. If you're a great player, they'll give you that respect. They'll show you that respect by chipping you every snap and finding ways to get another guy to block you. And if you're a great receiver, defensive coordinators, defenses are going to find a way to not only try to get one player on you, but to get that player some help. I think as a general rule, we are a lot of great defensive backs in this game, but, you know, to ask a defensive back to guard a great receiver time after time by himself, that's hard duty, especially for a player like Brandon Marshall.